Welcome everyone to another episode of Weird, Awkward, and Cool, the podcast which we talk about weird, awkward, and cool things, you know, through pondering and jokes and just slight judgment. You know, guys, we're all God's children, and it is Easter, so we just have to keep...
What is happening?
We just have to keep moving on through these topics. I am your host, John.
I am Confusion. I'm Rowdy Raya.
I am Shanna Banana. That sounded like you was trying to write a paper, and you just kind of kept on adding words just to make it to the limit.
I kept doing the space bar.
Yeah, just like...
Double space. Make sure you rate and review us on Spotify and leave a comment or a question, and we'll answer it on the show. I didn't see any currently, so we will move along to how you ladies are doing today.
I'm doing good. Doing fabulous. Doing blessed.
I am. I'm having a wild time in life, and yeah, like wild things just keep on happening. Wild women
do. I heard it.
Shh, it's not done.
And they don't regret it. There's no downside.
That's right. Now let's show them we can go as wild as we want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's fun, so, you know, do it for the plot, I guess.
Do it for the plot.
How are you, John?
Oh, my bad.
I'm doing all right.
Okay. You chefing it up for Easter?
Yeah, what's on the menu?
What up, man? You got some ham, sweet peas, macaroni and cheese, seafood dressing, cornbread dressing.
Yes, two dressings?
Yeah, this kind of, you know, was in the freezer, but what else? Sweet potato casserole.
Where my plate at?
Where am I invited? It's still cooking, so, you know, everything
okay,
is...
Okay, I got time.
Okay, I got you covered. Okay. You want a plate for real? I'll make one.
I don't feel like cooking. At all.
Definitely not cooking all that.
No.
Yeah, I think that's it. If not, then oh well.
All right, Chef John.
Right.
We see you.
Amen.
Keith Lee is coming back to the city, so, you know. He is, yeah. He's doing a redemption tour.
Yeah, redemption tour. Starting with his worst.
The worst one, Milk and Honey?
No, he's not going back to those restaurants, nah.
Amen.
Nah, he's not going back to the restaurants. And he said he got that thing on him, so.
Yeah.
Approach him with caution.
Oh, that's not a good. Okay, Keith Lee.
Well, they did threaten his life the last time. They did threaten to kill him and his family.
That's just so fucking. Okay. Y'all,
you know, you gotta have those type of disclaimers.
Over fried chicken, y'all.
Over opinions, like
right.
Of food.
It's food.
Your customer service sucks. Okay, do better.
Or you got too many rules. Stop it.
Yeah.
Just have a good quality experience. Point blank. Period.
Anyway, don't run up on them. Is all he's saying.
Yeah. Run up, get done up. Go ahead and get into the shout outs.
Oh! Shout out to everybody. I have fun.
Shout out to life. It's been moving well lately. That's all.
I love that.
Amen.
Love that. I want to shout out me and thank me.
Come on.
I won bingo twice this week. Say what's up.
You went to bingo?
Yeah, bingo, girl.
You go on Thursdays?
Tuesdays.
Damn. I was about to say, well, then when I get there, let's go.
I do trivia on Thursdays.
Okay, so Thursday we run the numbers. Okay.
Okay, cool beans. That works.
Yay.
Let's see. I will say shout out to me, too.
Okay.
You know, when you say you're not dating no more, God's like, okay, let's switch it up then. Got hit on twice. this week. But in a bad way. I definitely told them no.
Oh.
One tried to use my
hey, glasses.
It's always glasses. What is up with dudes and glasses? I feel like I shouldn't ask that question, but I'm going to ask the question anyway.
Hey, legs. Hey, big thighs.
It's always a thighs and mm-hmm. glasses for me.
I get light skin.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, light skin.
Hey, big eyes.
That's rude as fuck.
It's definitely something that people would say.
Who says big eyes?
Men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying nothing like me being like off bed. It's
he's not wrong. No, he's not wrong.
People told you that? Hey, big
yeah.
eyes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you just, hey, lips. Hey, yeah, see?
Yeah, not definitely. If they start off with that, hell no, I know what you want.
Nostrils?
Okay, I ain't heard that one.
That's when you get punched.
Hey, yo, nostrils, come over here, girl.
And you will get punched.
Yeah. Them vacuum cleaner of a nose.
That's rude.
I know you can smell me feeling you.
I know.
That's low key
you
lit.
Can smell
that's
me
low key lit.
Now, hell no. No, I'm like, so you thought about that? So you really thought about that? I got you together real quick. No, that is not
what. No, that was just to, it. What it's meant to do is disarm you in a way to be like, huh? And then that's, you know, if you're game right, then you can get in there.
Oh, I have another quick shout out. I'm going to make y'all laugh. Get ready. I know nobody who listens to the show does not know what I look like. But apparently one of my friends.
She wears glasses. She got lips. She got hair.
John.
And
tell me why she said that if I had to put myself together, she said I'm like a mix between get ready. See if y'all agree or not. Regina King and Taraji P.
No.
I was coughing because I had something in my throat. Not because.
No, I laughed too. I looked at her.
Not
like,
because of that comparison. That
yeah, she said I look a mix between Regina King and Taraji P.
No.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, respectfully.
There. Thank you.
Three of y'all are beautiful women.
Very much so.
Thank you.
Just differently.
Yeah, different. It like, I can't even. It's kind of hard to compare you. You are unique.
I'm unique.
You.
I am that meme where homegirl said.
You know what? You are your mother's child. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, you. Yeah, goddamn
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Your mama. I was like, y'all seen my mama.
If anybody ever seen your mama that listens,
you are your mama's child. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I will stop there because something is going to come out.
No,
yep.
Say it, John.
Nope,
say
I'm not going to say it. Like, I'm being respectful to your mom.
No. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yep. Me and Shayla, same scumbag. Same scumbag.
No,
don't worry about it. Shout out to your mom.
He ain't even like that. Shout out to your mama, though.
Yeah, shout out to your mama.
I don't know about John, though. I'm
gonna ask him. Shout out to your stepdad, Mr.
Yep. Mr.
Mr. All right, y'all got any other shout outs?
I'm good.
No, I'm good.
You know what's good? All right, let's go ahead and get into the weird.
Why you being weird? Why you being weird to me?
In which we discuss, you know, weird things. Stuff that make us X. What's going on with that? All right. So a man changes his name to literally anybody else and runs for president. His new name is literally anybody else.
First name, literally. Middle name, anybody. Last name, else. Yep. He changed his full name, legal name, to literally anybody else. And now he's running for president of the United States.
Yeah. Texas man, Dustin eBay.
I'll change my name from that anyway.
35 years old. Has changed his name because he was unsatisfied with this year's presidential candidates of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. 300 million people can do it better, he said. There's really should be some outlet for people like me who are just fed up with the constant power grab between two parties that have no benefit to the common person, which is correct. It's not necessarily about me as a person, but it's about literally anybody else. It's an idea. He needs 113,000 signatures for non-primary voters in the state of Texas by May to get his name on a ballot.
How many does he have now?
They haven't said. Hold on.
Okay.
No, he's still working on it. He's still working on it.
No, because I don't know what he does either. What's the stance on certain things?
He was a U.S. Army veteran and a 7th grade math teacher.
Okay. What else?
I don't know.
It's much better than a career politician and a scam artist. I'd vote for a math teacher. I don't care.
No, because I'm just on the no train on that one. Like, I understand where he's coming from, but at the same time, what if he's even more diabolical than most of them?
I feel like somebody that is willing to legally change their name for a joke, just for a joke, is good in my book. Like, you're committing to the bit, and I love that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to literally anybody else.
No.
2024.
Good luck, boo.
So man is banned for life from Buc-ee's. I still haven't been to a Buc-ee's.
That has got to be the worst punishment, honestly, to be banned from Buc-ee's.
You haven't been to a Buc-ee yet?
No, Buc-ee. I have not been to a Buc-ee's just yet.
Yeah, Buc-ee, yeah.
They are
passed by one. Yeah. Going to Florida.
Yeah. And what's it? Is it Fort Wagner? Or is it Wagner Robbins? That's where, if you go down south, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was so good. Even though the parking is terrible, it's very terrible, but great place.
Yeah, never been. So he's banned for life after bringing service duck to store.
What? A duck?
Yeah. A duck.
It's a service duck.
Right. It's a service duck. What the duck do?
It was a service duck. He was walking around with his duck named Wrinkle.
Oh,
in Tennessee.
And someone said, oh, hell no.
No, because pets aren't allowed in the store at all.
Okay.
But it wasn't a pet. It was a service duck.
Yeah, but if they said pets regardless, then you have to abide to the rules.
But service animals are not pets.
But again, if you're living with them, take care of them, that's a pet. Technically.
So children are pets. Got it.
No, because humans. Dog, humans and animals do the same.
The animal cannot stay in the store. There's no pets in here. Your animal, even if it's considered a service animal, you have to be able to contain it, and it can fly away.
Oh, he didn't have a leash.
It was contained in a stroller.
Well, it gets worse.
But he would have to. He would need to put Wrinkle on a leash.
In the stroller?
Yeah, he put an imaginary leash around her neck. And then the duck was following him around the store.
So it's amazing.
That is amazing. My guy got out the car, propped up a stroller, put a duck in the stroller.
In the stroller.
Buckled the duck in and was like, yes, this is normal.
Yeah,
that scared the crap out of me. Hold on for a second.
Yeah, so if you see this video, because there's definitely a video of it, the duck was definitely in a stroller chilling, and then when you took him out and put the imaginary leash around the neck, then it was definitely following him like a pet on a leash would.
Yeah.
It's a white duck. Quack, quack.
So maybe it really was a service duck, like. Mm-hmm. I just want to know what kind of service a duck can provide. Like, does it detect cancer or something? What does this service duck do?
You know, companionship.
Yeah. All right.
He tried to tip them $50,
to bribe them?
Yeah, but it was like the lady, it looks like a Hispanic lady, maybe. She was like, I ain't trying to have any of that.
You know, honestly, the salaries at Buc-ee's are not bad. So I can see why she would have been like, $50, girl, get out of here.
Plus he filmed it for his YouTube channel, Seductive.
Oh my God. You know I love that.
Seductive. All right. Seductive. That looks like a really trained duck, though.
It's probably legitimately a service duck that has papers and everything. It's just, you know, you can't just carry a duck around.
A duck, man. So hundreds of people in Mexico City, shout out to Mexico City, takes a mass nap to commemorate World Sleep Day. So Friday, there was hundreds of people through the streets on yoga mats, sleeping masks, travel pillows, sprawled out on the ground.
They were sleeping on the ground?
Yeah,
near the street?
Near the Monument to the Revolution to take a nap. It was dubbed a mass siesta. The event commemorated the World Sleep Day. It was also meant to be a protest to push for sleep to be considered an essential part of health and wellness. Okay, I see how it is. It wasn't really on the street. It was really like there's a monument, you know. It's like if they laid out in Centennial Park.
Okay. I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was in a contained area, but they also had a cause behind it. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was about a few hundred people laying around it. Yeah, they look comfortable. They got some good neck pillows and some cots.
The way that we could never.
Nah.
Us?
Maybe.
Band together to do like a giant sleep in the park or some shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's be real. They'll get robbed.
Depends on the area.
True.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it depends. But shout out to Mexico City. Shout out to World Sleep Day. Get your rest. Get your rest, people. All right. So, the beer New Belgium is partnering with Tombstone to have a pizza flavored beer.
That is disgusting.
Voodoo Ranger.
I am a huge Voodoo Ranger fan.
Yeah, I like it. But that sounds disgusting.
That sounds disgusting.
Voodoo Ranger has, you know, quiet as it's kept, has some good beer, but they also have some disgusting beer. So that's kind of on brand for them as well.
I haven't found one that I'm like, oh, that's actually really gross.
I forgot what it was. It was some type of fruit punch.
Oh, IPA. The Fruit Force?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Oh, well, maybe sweet. You'll like pizza.
No. First off, I don't even like pizza in my regular day-to-day life, but you make it in beer form?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Pizza beer.
Pizza beer, yeah. The makers behind Voodoo Ranger and Tombstone are combining to make a pizza-flavored beer.
Well, that's not the weirdest thing I've heard. I've heard of, like, chocolate beer.
No, chocolate beer is disgusting. I mean, it's delicious. I had a chocolate peppermint beer the other day. It was really good.
So I don't think pizza beer would be that bad.
Really?
I don't drink beer, so good luck.
I feel like savory things should not go with like hops. It just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Could you like taste like fried chicken beer? Like that sounds disgusting.
No. Even though beer and fried chicken.
Right.
Top tier marriages.
Right. And also great album, Chicken and Beer. Wonderful album.
Wonderful album. Shout out to Ludacris.
Shout out to him.
Ooh. So Yeah, so nobody will try the piece of flavored beer. 7% alcohol.
You know, I might try it for the plot.
No, no.
Let's see.
It tastes like Brit water for me.
Hold on. Okay. And this 7%, alcohol, slice of heaven, delivers the flavors of Tombstone crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs and spices into an ice cold refreshing beer. The finishing pepperoni kick of heat that will make you reach for another slice or another pint. No, I'm out.
Pepperoni kick? Oh.
Meaty.
Oh, it's
flavor?
Called IPZA. Like IPA?
Yeah.
IPZA.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Well, good luck to y'all and y'all stomachs. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that plot I really want to be a part of. I don't know.
That sounds like a toilet.
Yeah. Drinking toilet water.
It already tastes like bread and water anyway to me. So.
It is. Yeah, so it just adds a little tomato-y flavors, you know, with the herbs, spices. Goes well with a good hot pepperoni pizza from Tombstone.
Again, good luck to y'all stomachs.
Why can't they make it DiGiorno? I like DiGiorno. I don't like Tombstone.
Yeah, Tombstone, man. It's like,
it tastes like cardboard.
Yeah, so you pretty much add more bread to the bread water. Okay, good luck.
this is the first major beer company to do this, but not the first beer company. There was a Space Pizza back in 2021. And then another company, Spencer Brewery, has a Mamma Mia. No, that's
say it again.
Spencer.
What?
I don't know.
Spell it.
Sprecher.
Spencer.
Yeah. Let's go with how John said
it. Where did you and extra two R's come from?
Spritcher.
Wait.
Spritcher.
This is monkey all over again.
No, it's not monkey. Yeah, they have the Mamma Mia beer.
What is that?
I don't know.
Pizza beer?
Okay.
But that is all for our weird this week. let's go ahead and get into the awkward.
Awkward. You know what? No, not really. It's not awkward, at least not until you said awkward. Now it's awkward because of what you said.
Awkward things that happen to us in the middle. What? Why are you giving me this face, Riley Ryan?
Yeah, awkward things that happens during coitus.
Oh, no, not that.
No, you don't like that word, coitus? No, or because technically it wasn't coitus.
It wasn't coitus. It
just, okay. Okay. Well, go ahead. Tell your story.
For me?
Yeah.
I'll go first, you know. Because, okay. You know, respect the ladies. Two things awkwardly happened. One, I do I want to say that one. I bust my ass.
That was not what I thought you was going to say. Yeah. That is not what I thought you was going
to
say.
After coitus, due to the lack of a wet floor sign, I'll just say it like that. I slipped on the floor, on a wet floor, and bust my ass. It was all connected.
No.
How did the floor get wet?
Right.
Use your imagination.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. It could have been wet. It could have been anything, really.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't pee-pee or nothing like that. Nothing nasty. Oh, well.
All right.
But I slipped. And then another time, you know, there was the... We were doing
Absolutely.
I was trying to think of
the Gawk 3000.
I was trying not to have something too wild to say.
Chick-fil-A.
What?
Triple Chick-fil-A.
We were playing hide the pickle.
Okay.
And she couldn't hide the pickle, so everything was released.
Oh.
My Lord.
Oh. Okay. When you said hide the pickle, never mind. I'm with you now.
Yeah, have you ever seen people like try to put the whole pickle down there?
No.
I have not. No. We watch very different porn.
No. I've been around some wild people.
Like, I didn't see it. Yeah. That party.
Shut up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a wild place. Think of the retrospect. This is a wild place. Wild place. Shout out to A&M, Alabama A&M. Memories. But yeah, that happened and that was such a turnoff. I explained it in depth before the show, but I'm kind of afraid to say anything more how that pre-show explanation went. So yeah, it was a turnoff. 10/10 would not recommend getting thrown up on.
While getting Chick-fil-A-tio. I love that. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you meant. Oh, that's the name of the show.
Absolutely.
Or it tastes like toilet water. It tastes like toilet. One of them.
No, I like Chick-fil-A-tio. Yeah. Chick-fil-A-tio. Okay. Well, I just got permission to tell this story. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. So I'm not the only person in my life having a wild time in life. A good friend of mine let me know that they recently started seeing a new lady and they got intimate for the first time recently. And my friend made this new young lady have apparently a very pleasurable experience to the point where the young lady released everything on their bed.
Mm-hmm. From the apartment or from the basement?
From the basement. Yeah, the booty cheeks went loose and yeah.
Chocolate rain.
They are currently out buying new bed sheets and
everything. Dang.
Yeah.
Dang. A new mattress too?
Didn't say about the mattress. Mattresses are expensive, you know, man? Like, and you can't get a mattress in a day.
And then yes, you can.
You can go to a mattress store and just buy a mattress.
Or get a Casper, yeah. Casper, the purple form mattress.
You can get from Sam's or one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forget about Costco. Yeah, you can take them home anything same day. Mm.
Yep.
But yeah, it depends on how long they let it sit. I assume that was an immediate thing, so you have to be quick. So it didn't really get to the mattress, unless it was like raw dog on a bare mattress, which I do not recommend
ever
at all, especially with no stranger. Hell no.
Yeah, put some sheets on, please. A mattress cover,
at least. Yeah, protector.
Yeah, so
waterproof.
Did some of the rain droplets get on said person?
I don't believe so, because they were in the pink and, you know, the stuff came out the stink.
Okay. The distance, okay.
I know. It's very close. It's a very short amount of, but I didn't ask. I didn't ask for those type of details. I kind of don't want those kind of details.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Totally fine with me. Mine is, it was cat feeding time. Meow Mix was ready to go.
And... those are these analogies.
it was a great time. Yeah, I'm
cat feeding time.
Ring a ding ding. Unfortunately, earlier that day I had Taco Bell, and so during the act, some Cheeto dust came out.
A Doritos Locos taco dust just straight in his face.
You know those those carry particles. Shout out to South Park.
Still,
Dookie particles.
Yep.
Did not
smell nice, but continue.
Okay. What a gentleman.
He was a savage. God damn, because. Anybody, you tell me you about to eat some Taco Bell? Nah, fuck that. Like, what are you talking about right now? Taco Bell? We about to chill and fart in unison. Like, what are you even doing right now? Like, you, like, why am I going in Chernobyl right now?
Not Chernobyl. First of all, Roseanne gas tank.
But you don't know. Have you been in the business end of some Taco Bell? All right.
Not really, but didn't stop the show. So, no. But we did. We did stop. It was a pause moment, but the show continued.
My dude said timeout.
I mean, did he take a breather?
Yeah, he once in a while. I'm not getting into detail.
He's just like, let it air out for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, like
for
30
seconds. He just inhaled. Okay,
oh, no,
let's go.
No, it wasn't like.
Back in there.
Like, let's go back in there. It was more like, oh. Let's wait this out.
It's in my mouth a little bit. Let me get a little water.
I can't right now. I can't.
Okay, I'm back in it. Let's go.
I can't.
Dang, you probably made homeboy's eyes water too. Taco Bell.
I'm really craving a chalupa, but okay.
You know, at least you were flavorful.
You wanted the extra. You wanted that extra seasoning.
Yeah, you were flavorful.
Mouth sauce. No spicy.
John's face is cracking me up right now. It's like he's not trying to make a face of disgust, but can't help it. It happens.
You know. He didn't give me no goddamn. God.
I hate you.
Because I guess I'm dramatic. Because I would have just been. It would have been. It either would have ended up with us laughing or you mad. So
probably the latter.
And that's why I know myself. Like you say you just ate something gaseous like that. Oh, we ain't doing nothing. We chilling. Like we big chilling. Let's make out like we in high school. Because okay. Any other things, you know. Mm-mm.
What is she burping your face? Or in your mouth. Ugh.
Oh, that did happen before.
Ew,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had somebody burp in my mouth before, yeah.
I've never had to. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It's so, like, because your mouth just fills up with air. And it's like, oh.
No, thank you. Ugh. No, thank you.
Closing time.
Not closing time.
Yep. Do we have anything else on this?
I like to think about how long we've been doing this. 4 years?
Just about.
And the amount of like awkward stories that from not only ourselves but other people, we're all living wild lives.
These are wild times, so yep.
True.
Wild times, wild lives. Here we go.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks to friend that allowed me to share that story.
Thank you, ladies, right to you know, had experiences with me. And
that is an experience.
Made it to a podcast many years later.
Yeah. Shout out to Homeboy.
Yeah, that's the goddamn, you know, the gas explorer right there.
But okay, I mean, but you, I'm gonna say but
he couldn't put on a face mask. It doesn't matter.
No, that don't matter. He had a mission and he accomplished it.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to you.
Into the thick of it. Yep.
Yeah, into the thick of it. All right, that is all for our awkward. What an awkward, right? Oh, so awkward. Ooh, cringe.
Oh Lord.
If you wanna, you want to add on to any awkwards, go to Spotify and leave a comment under the questions. It is free. Unless, you know, you have to pay for, you know, your membership. But if you have Spotify, it's free to, you know, leave a comment on under Weird Awkward and Cool. Or you can email us at weirdawkwardcool@gmail.com. All right, let's go ahead and get into the cool.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
All right, so this week's cool is coming to us by 14-year-old Naya Ellis from New Orleans. So Naya has created a device that assists you with detecting signs of a stroke. So it's like a watch with sensors on it. It measures your heartbeat and your nerve impulses, and it can pick up subtle indicators of a stroke getting ready to happen. So then you'll be in the know before it happens and hopefully get some help.
Wow. Well,
that's great.
14 years old.
That's amazing.
14 years old.
Congrats to the little girl. Mm-hmm. Can she also create something that's also to indicate F-boyism?
You know, unfortunately, she's out here doing real work.
That's work. Yeah. That's work that needs to be done.
That's just more of self-work. You have to recognize your own faults, which is a problem because many people are ignorant to the fact that they are the problem. And then you had to want to be different in order to, you know, change. I pray, you know, on this Easter Sunday that the men that have been plagued with fuckboyism find that inner voice in themselves that want to change so they can be better. And the women, too. Shout out, because there are some fuck girls, too. But
there are.
Not as rampant as the fuckboys. So, prayers. Mm-hmm.
Prayers, yeah. Sorrows, prayers.
All right, and shout out to that young person.
Yes, young
wonderful.
Lady.
Amen. Yes. Miss Naya.
The children are our future, Miss Naya.
Ooh, God bless them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Teach them well and let it lead the way. Show them all the future.
Oh my God. I knew it. I was waiting for you to do it. I was waiting for it.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much.
I love you, Whitney.
Do it. Let it go.
No, I already did it.
Okay.
I already did it. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. The Gerard Carmichael documentary show. So what he does is he has set up a camera in his apartment. In our hotel room, one of them.
Yeah, it's a hotel room, yeah.
Yeah, okay, a hotel room. And he invites various people and talk about his feelings because, you know, he's his feelings and he's still coping with, you know, his coming out and dealing with his family and all this. And he decided to invite one of his best friends in the world, a friend that he expressed that he was in love with, which in retrospect, interesting.
Yeah,
from, you know, and I'm not going to tell you who it is until after I say what his friend said. And, you know, his friend was very avoidant because mm-hmm. it was also another man mm-hmm. who is also
queer.
queer. Yes, he's also queer. And he was like, you know, he admitted that he was being avoidant because it was weird. He felt awkward about the whole thing, but his initial reaction was super normal. He called him a silly bitch.
Stupid bitch. Yeah.
He called him a silly bitch.
Wait a minute. So
can you guess who his friend is?
No, wait a minute.
No. She doesn't have no clues yet.
Cold TV show. So it's Gerard Carmichael who created a reality TV show by putting cameras in his apartment and inviting.
And he has a camera crew as well.
Oh, yeah, and a camera crew. My bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, camera crew and a camera in the apartment to invite his good friend over to confess.
He invites multiple people.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but this person in particular, another man over to express himself, I guess, his true feelings.
No, he's kind of talked because they hadn't really talked for real since he admitted that. Since he admitted that he had feelings for this friend.
Oh, so he
admitted basically that. Like if a guy that's been your friend for a while was like, I really like you.
So, like, the whole thing about it is Gerard Carmichael was nominated for an Emmy. And so he was searching for a date to take to the Emmys with him. And he asked this friend if he would be his date to the Emmys. And his friend was basically like, sorry, I'm busy. You know, just being very avoidant about, like, because Gerard had already expressed that he has feelings for him. And so... And so he invited this friend over to kind of talk about it. And it was like, I think we should like talk about this and clear the air. And
so the friend said silly bitch?
Yeah. He called him a stupid bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so now to the point, I got to guess who the person said SB to.
I'm going to give you one good clue. This motherfucker sat there in front of his face, ate a taco, and said, I'm about to fart in 30 seconds. And then went out to the balcony where the camera crew was out on the balcony, farted, and then came back in and closed the door.
The whole time where Gerard is expressing his emotions.
Yes.
He's kind of looking towards the door because he's expecting food. Like he ordered food before he had this conversation. So he's looking like at the door, waiting for the food, and the food came, and then that was another way for him to avoid the conversation by eating, and then
he had to take a fart, and he farted with.
He farted outside with the camera crew.
Oh, I don't know.
And the camera crew was like, "Come on, man." He's like, "It's not that bad. It'll go away soon."
See, he would get.
Can you imagine a person, a famous person, that would be that ridiculous?
Who is also part of the queer community?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to just know?
Just tell me. I don't know.
Tyler, the Creator.
It makes sense now, doesn't it?
When did he come out queer? I didn't know he was queer.
Like a long time ago. Like he said he was bisexual.
Back. Yeah. Everybody thought it was a joke, but he wasn't joking.
No, he wasn't joking.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke.
It was so funny because it was like, I didn't say I didn't avoid you, but I think I responded with something super normal. And the whole time Gerard just like really like in his feelings about the whole conversation, having to have the whole conversation. He was just like having his hand and just like, oh my gosh. And he was like, I think I just responded to something normal. He said, you call me a stupid bitch. Oh yeah. And this time he bust out laughing. I did call you a stupid bitch.
Like he started laughing in his face, and Gerard's just like going through the motions of like distress. Tyler, the Creator, is a menace.
He is literally that cartoon, pretty much the black version of that cartoon with the boy and the tiger.
Oh yeah, Calvin.
That is him. That is his life story. But I did not know that happened.
Yeah.
What?
And that is why Gerard has the boyfriend that he has now.
Yeah, even though allegedly, I don't know, they a lot of people on the social media said just that Tyler only likes the whites too.
I was about to say he is known for dating people of lighter complexion.
Well, that could have been it too. But he said it was like a brother to him.
Yeah. Which is like a stab in the heart when you just admitted that you're in love with someone and they're like, oh, you're like a brother to me. Your family. I can never feel that way about you.
That's a little it's a little weird to me.
That's
getting friend zone in the middle of your little reality show.
Yeah.
I don't know why he kept that part in, but I'm glad he did because it was hilarious.
The sad part about it, I really thought it was a white actor. I was like, who? No. I didn't know no white person. Because I know his record now.
Yeah. So check that out. It is interesting, you know. I can tell that he has to be going through something because of how the tone of the show is.
Yeah.
He's been going through something though. When he did his whole stand up and kind of went into some dark topics, even though he was humorous about it, but Gerard was going through a lot at that time. Yeah. And then now this situation, that's just a cherry right on top of that mountain. Damn. Yeah.
That's a lot of identity problems, it seems.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that his mother, who was his favorite person
in the world,
disassociated herself with him when he came out as gay.
Yeah.
Because she said that I choose Jesus, even though I love you.
And then his whole gripe is the things that she has pushed under the rug in terms of his own father, but won't accept him. So that's a hurtful thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Check it out. Okay. What else?
Do I have to say it?
Oh, no, we'll get into that in just a second.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in just a second. I want to stick to the shows first.
I finally watched Mean Girls the Musical.
Oh, how was that?
You know, I have to think about it as its own thing because if I compare it to the original, I would say I did not like it. But it is a good movie. I did like it. I'm not a fan of some of the song choices that they kept in the movie versus some that they cut from the musical, but and I like how they updated it to be very like instead of saying do not trust her, she's a fugly slut, they say she's a fugly cow in order to not slut shame women. In this version, Janice actually is queer. Like she comes out as like I do like women. I'm just not in love with Regina George. So it's a little bit different from the original, but you know. Yeah.
Okay. Check it out if you may.
It's good.
I saw Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Empire. It was what it was.
Oh.
You know. Not the hilarious thing is when Godzilla got around the other monkeys and he was beating the shit out. He took the little baby Godzilla and beat the other monkeys with him.
Oh.
Because he stumbled upon a new group of, a new civilization of,
giant
of apes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, similar to him. And of course, he's King Kong. I mean, yeah, King Kong. So he's, you know, he's older now. He's frolicking, whatever, and all these other monkeys trying to talk mess. He punched one dude out, then he took the little baby monkey and started beating them with all the other monkeys that tried to jump him. And then, you know, he got jumped and beat up by a bigger orangutan-like monkey. Yeah, it was a big orangutan monkey.
Is it King Kong a gorilla?
Yeah. Okay. But it was different type of. It was like just giant monkeys.
Bonobos and shit out here.
Yeah, just all types of different. So bad that he had to he had to uh, he had to go look for Godzilla. It was like, hey, they down there.
How are they communicating? All he got is roars.
He's communicating by saying, like, yeah, like doing stuff like this, like, hey. Because he tried to recruit Godzilla,
help.
Right? Godzilla's at the Coliseum. I'm just spoiling it because it's just
I'm not watching it.
I'm not seeing this yet.
Yeah, it's just a popcorn movie. It's, you know, it's not anything serious. But Godzilla's basically, you know, Earth's protector. You know, everybody just leave Godzilla alone, right? Because he, you know, stay out of his way, he'll stay out of your way. So he's sleeping in the Coliseum, like that's where he lives. The Coliseum, just
in Rome.
Yeah, like in the Coliseum, that's his bed. Like he'd just be in that, just napped out in the Coliseum. And he walked up to King Kong, you know, with come with me, like doing that, and Godzilla just, you know, ran up on him and like hit the heck out of him with his tail, like it was just like it was on sight. But somehow, you know, he convinced them to help him out, and they, oh yeah, there's a ice Godzilla too. That's how the monkey beat
did this. Is this Michael Bay? Did this?
It was entertaining, I'm gonna say the least. It was entertaining. Ice Godzilla, giant orangutan. You know, Paperboy was in this one again.
Paperboy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Brian. He's forever Paperboy in my eyes now.
Fair.
But even though I've seen him in a bunch of stuff, all of them, you know, shout out to that is a good stepping stone for most of them, because all of them got some jobs. One way
he
or another.
He went to Juilliard to go play a nigga from Atlanta.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
Very impressive.
That's very impressive because I thought he was.
I believe that he was from Atlanta.
Right. Same.
So he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, it was like, it takes, yeah. Boy. But, yeah, Godzilla, what else did I watch? Not much. I was watching 911. It came back on ABC.
Shout out to Angela Bassett.
She saved a cruise ship. So that was interesting.
We knew she would.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all watched anything? No.
This season of Abbott is really good.
Oh yeah, it is. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I guess I haven't really been watching stuff lately.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into what released this weekend.
Yes.
So I'm seeing people who got like the vinyls, you know, that ordered it a while back. Yeah. And what's the album supposed to be called? Beyonce?
No, first? It's called...
No.
Sharon, you go.
No, because I'm looking at the old, what the alternate cover is, and it was Act 2 Beyonce.
No,
and I was like, did she just change it over to Cowboy Carter?
No.
Okay.
Renaissance is Renaissance, but that's Act 1. And yes. This album is called Cowboy Carter Act 2.
Act 2, yes.
But
I was just judging it based off of what the thing was.
The Beyonce sash that she wears, that's actually her mother's last name.
Yeah. Mm.
So it was just an honor to her family and her Texas roots, her Beyonce family.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering, like, before it became Cowboy Carter, and of course she released that this album was supposed to be the first one.
First one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it was supposed to be Renaissance, which when you listen to the album, you can tell towards the latter that it's supposed to play. Transition throughout the whole
into the Renaissance. Yep.
So I'm excited to see how this rock album will sound. Allegedly, if it's going to be a rock album, it probably will be. But
I think so.
Ladies, I'm happy to report I did listen to the album.
What? What's a favorite?
What's your favorite? What's your favorite?
It's a couple. I like Tyrant. I like Two Most Wanted. That's a good country song. I like the Blackbird. I like the New Jolene. Mm-hmm. I like a few. You know, I knew I was gonna like this better because it got the Beyonce that sounds like a choir of Beyonce's. How she reverbed her voice. I like that Beyonce. I like Daddy's Lessons. I had to look up the before. Is it Daddy's Lessons?
Yeah, from right. Lemonade,
right?
Yeah, I like that. That was the only song I actually liked from Lemonade, and I was like, "Oh, this is good." The one that she got snubbed for the Country Music Awards. So, sparked John, all of this?
John,
what?
Jesus Christ, no. You are laughing this softly.
What? Then correct me. Then don't judge me. Just talk to me. Just say something. Like what? Correct. What's the truth?
No. So like, her creating a country album did not come from the pettiness of not getting the CMA award. Although I do love Such a Story, and I do believe that she would do something like that.
Yes.
Then what is this whole thing that this was created off of a awkward experience that I had years ago?
Okay, so she was invited. She got invited to perform with the Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, to perform "Daddy's Lessons," which is a song on Lemonade. To perform at the CMAs, when she was performing, a lot of the white audience members were confused and walked out and saying stuff. Why is she here? This is not her genre. She is pretty much not welcome. Thus goes back to her 2 weeks prior to releasing the album saying that she had a very uncomfortable experience at an event that led to her creating or releasing this music. Because this music was actually seven years in the making.
Yeah, when you know, that event happened. So... Yeah, the semantics of of me saying that she wasn't invited versus the event that she actually was performing in, and hence having that experience caused the
Virgo to come out. That's what happened.
Caused the seating and thought of this album.
Yes, because she's from Texas, like anybody. Well,
anybody I understand all of that.
Country, yeah, country is part of her roots, like anybody else. But also, country has been known. Looking at K. Michelle too, trying to break into the industry when you're a black person is extremely hard. You can do almost any other genre, but country, even up to this day now, because of so many, you have to be from a certain type of area, no artist, and actually be very light-skinned to be considered a country artist. Because even now, even though it's a popularity of more black country artists, still to this day, their numbers are not reaching the numbers of well-known. Even Taylor Swift, unfortunately, even though she's not country, but not even...
She's from Pennsylvania.
That part. But she started off as country.
Yeah.
And she's reached out to other genres, and people welcome her with, full arms. Not throwing shade, but like K. Michelle and all the new artists, even the four artists that she put in her album, have been struggling fully to get full acceptance, and people are still talking shit about them. So it's just, this is a lot more of like what country can be and what it's going to be in the future, whether you like it or not. It was more of a take on that.
I didn't finish my thought initially before you judged me.
It wasn't judged because it was wrong.
It was. It was like, John, oh my gosh.
We were making faces. We did not say, oh my judgment. God. John. Okay, well, that was your take. This is what, this is your truth, and this is my truth, and this is where we are. So, okay.
Yeah. So as I was saying, with Daddy's Lessons, I knew that I would like a project that was in that realm, because I like Beyonce playing with the country. I don't really like Shanna doesn't like ballad Rihanna. I don't like dance Beyonce. That's just not my bag. Like I like R&B Beyonce. Like I like ballad Beyonce and I like apparently country Beyonce. Like Beyonce, you know, just singing. I don't need to dance to it. And that's just my preference.
Okay.
But yeah, I did enjoy the album. It had some really good ones and had a good sprinkle of some nastiness in it too. Shout out to Riverdance. Yes.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Top three.
Riverdance and Spaghetti on repeat. Okay. And also Buckin.
Yeah. Sweet Honey Buckin.
Him, yeah. him and her and Shibuki Spook was whatever his name.
Shibuzi.
Shibuki.
Yeah. That's a good combination, you know.
Yeah.
He's a good singer. Shout out. He's from Louisiana.
This project is fantastic. It is fantastic. There were a couple songs on there I was like, if I never hear that again, that's fine with me. Great piece of work. It's just, you know, it wasn't made for me. I'm not the target audience for that song. So, you know. But there's definitely some songs on there I'm like, this is my shit. This is my shit.
Could have kept Post Malone at home, but it's cool.
Levi Jeans is a good song, but I agree with you. He didn't need to be there.
Yeah. I said it was cool, but he could have been at the house.
He didn't need to be there, yeah. Unlike Two Most Wanted, Miley needed to be there. Oh, yeah. She was made.
That is going to win awards, that song.
I think a lot of songs will win awards.
Yeah, but usual, like that's going to be like best duet or whatever. That's going to win some CMAs. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if she gets invited to the CMAs.
She won't have to, you know. She don't have to show up, but they, you know, it's, I don't know. We'll see.
Or even nominated, because, you know, again. She's still receiving backlash. Thank you.
But the money don't lie, because the numbers
they are numbering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know
that Beyonce album is doing what a Beyonce album does.
It's doing Beyonce. A little bit better than it does. Little extra is doing a little. Yeah, just based
off. So wild because I can see how much she really cares about this. When's the last time y'all seen Beyonce promote an album?
Yeah. She went to Japan and had...
Did a meet and greet.
A meet and greet. And they were doing dances and all types of stuff.
Even made Julia smile, which is shocking.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Bodyguard, too.
That's I was about to say. Too. That song is about her true love. Yeah. Julius.
Yeah.
Allegedly, yes.
I love you, Beyonce.
Allegedly, you know, if you know, after Jolene, after she handled Jolene, you know, she had to get her bodyguard. All alleged.
You know, Beyonce, Jolene. I love this version of Jolene because, you know, the first time I heard Dolly Parton's Jolene, and then I saw what Dolly Parton looked like when Jolene came out. My initial thought was, girl, stand up. Do you see you? Like, stand up.
Fine. Fine.
Because ain't no way Jolene beating it. Ain't no way.
But you got to also think with men. Jolene can look like a bag of rocks.
That's true. However, I was like, man, this fine ass woman is begging a man or begging a woman not to take her man. Meanwhile, Beyonce is like, bitch, I dare you. Try me. I'm a crazy ass banshee from Louisiana.
All right. What are your thoughts, Rowdy Raya?
Oh, well, overall, I still put Renaissance over this album because, my opinion, country is not my favorite.
Fair.
Even though I like certain artists, overall fan, no, that's just me. Mm-hmm. So getting into this genre of music, it was a little bit harder because, again, not my complete favorite genre. However, that transition from the ya-ya up into amen,
mm-hmm,
I can see why if you took it from there and it went into Renaissance, it would have made a lot more sense.
Yes.
But I understand why she did it, because she wants people to still experience what she does, what she's known for. It is something that she really wants to do, or she has in her heart to do. So it's fine. And again, a lot of good songs. I listened to the whole album about 5 times, so yeah, it's not bad. Mm. However, I prefer Renaissance B and hopefully Rock B than Country B. Overall, compared to Renaissance, I give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Again, the same top three would be Two Most Wanted, Spaghetti, and Riverdance.
Mm-hmm.
And then honorable mentions clearly is Tyrant and Sweet Honey Bucking.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, the other songs, yeah, I still got to ease into it. It's still beautiful. I just think that the way she put out Renaissance and the way it's like the transition were a lot smoother than this album. I'm more in love with that album, especially because it really honored Black people and the queer community as well. Which is the mission, like, I support too. I'm an ally of the LGBTQ plus community. I just feel like it was definitely highlighted at the time. That was much more needed. So in my opinion, Renaissance is still number one.
Okay.
So in country, I can understand the concept of it, but because it's a Beyonce album, it's not a country album, but yeah, overall I give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
And this is probably an album I wouldn't put on repeat. I'd just really skip to the old Louisiana part and go from there.
That's fair. I'm not going to rate it at all because, you know,
yeah,
I don't right. listen to Beyonce.
That's fair.
Yeah.
At least you tried, which I'm shocked you did.
Yeah. I said it. I was like, I wasn't going to, but I was like, I've been saying that I would based off of Daddy's Lessons. I was like, oh, she's making a country album? I'll check it out. And I checked it out.
I wish she had more country people on the album, even though it was great to hear Willie Nelson and Dolly P. A good old Reba and a good old Shania and a good old The Chicks. I would have.
She was shedding light based off of what you stated. That's why she only had who she had on there.
And I understand that. But again, she had a lot more interludes and a lot more songs compared to Renaissance. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to put 27 tracks on there compared to her 12 tracks that she did for Renaissance, 12 or 13, 14, whatever. She could do it one song and have little voices of Reba and Shania. That's what I'm saying. That's just my opinion. That is my opinion on that. Yeah, still, it was majority mostly an 85 to 90% Black country artist. Yes.
Right.
I will give her that. It is highlight that. But again, just like she had Willie Nelson just talk, and is Linda Marshall or Martell?
Linda Martell.
She Black?
Yeah. Yes, she's Black. Okay.
Even highlighting her, but even having Dolly P talk, Kyle, a good old Reba intro on this would have sent me to the moon.
I mean, like, for it to be a Black country album, how many white folks are you going to put on there? Like, you got Dolly Parton, you got Willie Nelson, you got Post Malone, you got Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
like, you gotta know.
But it was just as, it was just enough. As
you did a remake of a Beatles song. Granted, I did not know that Blackbird was about Ruby Bridges. Had no idea. Learned that because of this album.
Yeah. But yeah, it definitely highlights Black people who started country music and getting it stolen from, and a lot of other things that have been taken away from Black people in general. Definitely highlighted that. But yeah, but also celebrate people who are still doing great things. I'm not saying because, you know, I'm not saying, oh, support all white country artists. Again, that's not even my genre. So I don't care if white, black, brown, beige, purple, green. I don't care. But there's a couple songs I know who are legends also. I'm just saying, in my opinion, it would have been nice to do a quick little 10-second saying, you know, Beyonce shits on your hoes. I would have, again, Reba saying that, I would have lost my mind.
I will agree with you about Reba, and that's the only one I will agree with you about. Shania can keep her ass in Canada.
Oh, hell. Okay.
Yeah. But yes, Reba, we love Reba over
here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Reba, and Reba loves
us. We are all
too.
A single mom who works too hard.
I'm a survivor.
Correct. Correct.
All right. Okay. Shout out to Beyonce.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Thank you.
All right. So I think that is all for the show. We, you know, Beyonce'd it to the end.
What does that verb mean?
Right. I would like to know.
Use your imagination. This has been Weird, Awkward, and Cool. I am your host, John.
Did you forget your name?
Right.
Are you okay?
I'm doing fine.
All right. I'm bringing back that fertilizer for John. I'm Rowdy Rye.
And I'm Shanna Banana.
All right. Y'all take care now.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.